Well, you know, over this past week we've had our Trailblazers, which has been meeting over in the church from 6:30 until 8:00, and we had a really good day. We had a good week, and we had roughly around 75 to 80 children on average every night, and so that has been absolutely brilliant. We've really enjoyed it. God has been with us, and the children and the parents met with us at our barbecue on Friday night, when we had somewhere in the region of 250 altogether burgers eaten. I don't know whether some people maybe ate 5 or 6, I don't know. But we had a really good time, and we thought we'd have what we'd call a Trailblazers Extra this morning, and so we're going to have another session this morning, and we trust that it'll be a blessing to everybody, and especially the children. And I know there's lots of children away over this weekend, but nevertheless, we're going to have a really good time, aren't we? Boys and girls. All right, and we're going to have a quiz. We're going to treat it like a little bit like a children's meeting. So there's one song that really took off over this past week, and that was Hallelujah, 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 Praise Ye the Lord. Because at the end of the day, that's the reason that we are here. We're here to praise the Lord. We're here to honour Him. And there is an action to do. So I'm going to ask Valerie and Amy. So Valerie, you're going to do this side. And so whenever you're singing the Hallelujah, 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 you stand up. Now, if you're not able, just stay where you are. But if I see you and you are able and you don't do it, you'll be up here beside me. No. And then whenever it comes to the Praise Ye the Lord, you stand up and that side sits down. And then when it starts Hallelujah, 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 you stand up again. So this is as good as keep fit, isn't it? Well, give it one wee try, and Valerie and Amy are going to show you how to do. So we'll let Valerie's side start off, all right? Hallelujah. So up you get.
Hallelujah.
A version for those that are in rehab, all right? So let's try with a healthier version, right? Slightly faster, and this time, just to confuse you, we'll get you to start with the Hallelujah, Hallelujah, because I wouldn't want you to miss out. So this side, stand up slightly faster.
Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah.
Start the service every Sunday morning. For those of you who just managed to crawl out of bed about 5 minutes before you came to church, that's to just get you wakened up. But we are here to praise the Lord. We are here to acknowledge children are valuable, and that's what all last week was about. Children are valuable. Jesus said, "Suffer for the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." A little text that brought me and Esther to Christ was, "A little child shall lead them," and He brought us. The death of our son brought us to faith in Jesus Christ. And so, that's what happens. We want to acknowledge that children are valuable. And of course, the Lord already has said that.
Who made the twinkling star?
Twinkling star, twinkling star. Who made the twinkling star? Our Father God. Who made the
Who made the birds have flight?
And I saw a lot more people doing the actions than the first time. So that means that you were able to follow the actions with the children. All right, let's just bow together in prayer, and then we're going to have the announcements right after that. So let's pray together, please. And here's how we do it, boys and girls. And mums and dads can do this as well. One, two, three. Father, thank you for bringing us together again this morning, and thank you for the note of praise and worship that's in our hearts. Thank you for the God who you are, who's worthy of all our praise, worthy of all our honour, and worthy of all our thanksgiving. To who else can we liken you, Lord? There is no one else but our God who created the world, the sun, the moon, the stars, and every creature and everything that's in this world. And we want to come and bow and give you praise and thanks. Thank you for the good week last week, Lord. And thank you for every boy and girl and every parent that came along. And we ask, O God, that even today we might hear further from you of your great love for us. We ask your blessing upon all who take part. And we ask that you'll meet every need, for we ask it in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Andrew, it's been a pleasure to have you with us all week. We'll ask you to come now and bring the Lord's message for this morning. Thanks.
Good morning. It's good to be here again. I really want to thank the church for the invitation to speak to the boys and girls. Just such a privilege to be able to share God's word and God's truth with children. They're precious. They are the future. And they need to hear the truth of God's word to save their souls and to stand them for good stead in life. Now, I have a question for you, boys and girls. I haven't asked it yet. Has anybody ever been to hospital? Really? Okay. Well, I used to work in hospital. I still do the odd time, but less and less I'm working there. Anybody ever been for an operation? Yeah, okay. Very good, very good. Well, when you go for an operation, here's a young boy who's away for an operation. This is what it's like every single time. It always smiles, and it's just nice and calm and relaxing. So you have nothing to ever worry about because it's just a lovely place to be. And sometimes you get a wee pilot's mask, and then the next thing you're sleeping. You don't even know. So it's okay. It's fine. Well, whenever you go for an operation, and I've been maybe before as well, and some of you have, whenever you go for an operation, there's a few things that you have to do before you go. There's a few things that you're not allowed to do before you go. Anybody got an idea what I'm thinking about? What are you not allowed to do before you go? Yes? We'll talk about that in a minute, okay? I'll just give some clarification. You don't wear your own clothes, but you do wear a wee gown, so just to remove any fear. Yes? Huh? Yes, that's even worse. You're not allowed to eat or drink anything before you go in. That's terrible. You'll be hungry when you wake up. But you wear maybe pajamas or a wee gown, and you're not allowed to eat anything. Well, whenever you come into the theatre to get your operation or to see the doctor, the whole reason you're there, maybe you've got a sore tooth and it needs to come out, or maybe you've got a sore tummy and something needs to come out, or you have a sore throat. And hopefully by the time you wake up, that sore thing will be gone, and in a day or two, you'll be fine and you have no more pain. Well, sometimes people aren't ready. And they used to come sometimes to theatre, and you'd have wheeled them in, and you'd have spoke to the boys and girls, well, have you anything to eat? Yes. Do you think they could come into theatre for their operation? No. We'd have to send them back to wait a long time until they could come in for their operation. Or else you get adults too make these mistakes. It says don't eat or drink anything. And they think for some reason you can still drink milk. That's not right. You're not allowed to eat or drink anything. You have to be ready to go and meet the doctor and get your operation. Well, boys and girls, this week we've been learning on the first day that God made everything. He made us, and we are special, we are loved, and we are very good in his eyes. But then the next day we learned something that wasn't so good. We learned the next day that Adam and Eve sinned. And because of their sin, we have all been born with sin. And then the next day, we learned that God has to deal with sin. And we learned about Noah and his great ark and all the animals that went in. And how many people went into the ark? 8 people went into the ark. And we learned that God has to punish sin, but he also wants to save us. And although God punished the world with a flood, he wanted to save people, so he let Noah build an ark. And Noah was able to preach. Nobody came. And then we learned the next night about a man, Nicodemus, who was religious. He prayed, he gave lots of money, all those things. But Nicodemus had to be born again. And we remember that that didn't mean you go into mommy's tummy again. It meant that you have to have a new life that only God can give you when you turn away from your sin. Then the next night, we learned about the prodigal son, who had to turn away from his sinful life, and he had to turn back and return to his father who loved him. And that's what each of us must do. If we ever want to get to heaven, we need to turn away from our sin and trust God and ask him to forgive us. Well, this morning I want to share this with you. The Lord Jesus was teaching people one day, and it's written in our Bibles for us to read. Not going to read it all this morning. But he was reading one day, speaking one day to a lot of people. And he was telling them about something that was going to happen in the future. All the stories that we've learned all happened in the past. But this one still has to happen. And so the Lord Jesus was teaching about a day that he was going to return. And the Lord Jesus is coming back. And he's coming back, and every single one of us, we will meet him. Do you know that? One day, you're going to meet the Lord Jesus, the person who made you, the person who created you. And the Lord Jesus wanted us to know some things about the time that we would meet him. And so, he gave us a wee illustration to help us understand what it would be like when we meet him. Now, we've had animals all week in the Bible, right from creation, right through to the last night. We've had some animals. And this morning, I want to tell you about some animals Jesus was talking about. What are those? Sheep. Are they all sheep? No. They all look the same. That's a photograph from a way over where Jesus actually lived. And who's this boy here in the red? What do you think he does? He looks after the sheep. He's the shepherd. But see in this picture, there's some sheep, but there's also some goats. There's two different, okay? But they kind of look the same. They kind of sound the same, but in a way, they're quite different. And the Lord Jesus was teaching people about sheep and goats. And he wanted us to remember this, that God sees us all as two different types of people. Not as sheep or goats, but as people who will go and follow Jesus or people who won't follow Jesus. Okay? And so you have these sheep and these goats. And the Lord Jesus was talking, first of all, about a day when the whole world would be judged. The whole world would be looked at by God, and he would see into their lives, and he would see whether they loved him or whether they didn't love him, whether they followed him, or whether they didn't follow him. Now, boys and girls, we've all been born with sin. Remember the black juice in the jug that nobody wanted to drink? That reminded us of sin, and how sin is in all of our lives. Sin is in every part of our lives, and God can't have any sin in heaven. And the sin in our lives kind of reminds us about the goats, because the goats, they go away off, and they like to go and find trees and roots and things to damage and do harm. But the sheep, although they wander a wee bit, they stay near the grass where it's safe at times, okay? Now, Jesus was teaching that the sheep are those people who have trusted in him. And whenever you read these verses in the Bible, it says that Jesus is going to separate one group of people from another group of people. Because see, the shepherd, what he does is he separates the sheep from the goats. He takes the sheep into one part of the field, and he takes the goats into another. And boys and girls, mums and dads, that's exactly what the Lord Jesus says he is going to do with everybody who has ever lived. That includes me, and that includes you. That comes a day in the future when Jesus is going to look into each of our lives, and I wonder what he will see. I wonder, will he see our sin, or will he see forgiveness? Will he see that we have had our sin forgiven? Well, the thing about this passage in the Bible is this. Jesus said, whenever I get my children together, those who have trusted me, I will say to them, come into my kingdom. Welcome to heaven. Welcome in. And they will say, well, how did we manage to get here? And Jesus said, well, when I was hungry, you gave me food. When I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. You know what, boys and girls? That shows us that those of us who are following Jesus, those of us who have asked him into our lives, there will be proof in our lives. And then he says to the second group, the goats in this passage, are those people who have never put their trust in him. He will say to those people, at the very end of this passage, he says this, they will go away into everlasting punishment, and the righteous will go into eternal life. Boys and girls, this is quite difficult to understand, maybe. Very difficult to teach. But here's what I want you to remember from this passage, is this. This gold circle reminds us that God is holy. God is absolutely perfect. Just like the color gold, it is pure. It is clean. And like a circle, it goes on forever. And that's what God is like. He is perfect and holy and clean. Because he is perfect, he cannot have our sin in heaven. And that keeps us separated from him. And each of us have been born with hearts that are sinful, hearts that can steal, hearts that can lie, hearts that can say the wrong thing. And we've all got that great problem. Whether you're young or whether you're old, whether you're as good looking as me or not, I don't mind. We've all been born with this terrible problem of sin. But you know, boys and girls, what I've loved to tell you each day this week, each evening, is that God loves you. That you're precious to him. Whether you've done lots of sins or whether you don't think you have, each of us are precious to God. Whether you're older and you've made loads of blunders and mistakes in life, whether you've got a lot of hurt, whether you've got a lot of sin and shame, God loves us. And that's how God shows us that he loves us. He sent his son, the Lord Jesus, and the Lord Jesus died on a cross. Why did Jesus die on the cross? Yeah. To take away our sins. God has to punish our sins. Just like in this passage where the Lord Jesus tells us that everybody who still has sin when he returns will all be punished forever in eternity. Well, God has to punish sin, but God loves us and he punished our sin on Jesus. But that means that we have to do this. We have to choose to be turning from our sin. Whenever God tells you that you've sinned, you feel sorry about it, but then you choose to turn away from your sin. But not only do you choose to turn away from your sin, but you have to do this. You have to call out. You have to pray and say, God, I'm sorry for my sin. I want to turn away from it. And I trust that Jesus died on the cross to take my sin away. And I thank you that he can save me. And boys and girls, mums, dads, grannies, grandas, whoever you are, it's so important that we realize this word repentance. Just like the prodigal son who had a return to his father, we must turn away from our sin. We must leave it behind. We must turn away from our shame and our guilt and call out and trust in the Lord Jesus. And when you do that, God promises that he can clean the sin away from our lives. He can take it away. He can forgive us. And then we're promised to go and walk on the streets of gold in heaven. That's what this passage is about, boys and girls, is that one day each of us will meet Jesus. And Jesus will either say, come into heaven, you're welcome, your sin is forgiven, or no, you never followed me, you never loved me, you never turned away from your sin. You cannot come in to heaven to be with me. That's the whole message of the Bible. And that's what I want to tell you this morning. God loves you. And it's so important that you turn from your sin and you ask the Lord Jesus to come into your life, to take away your sin, and to forgive you. That's the most important thing you'll ever do. I'm going to hand back over to Trevor here. And let me just pray for the children as Trevor comes up, and then he can finish the meeting. Father, I just thank you for being able to spend this week with these precious children, and I pray that you would help them to put their trust in you, help them to realize that they need the Lord Jesus to take their sin away, to come into their lives, and to make them ready to meet you, to get to heaven. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, thank you very much, Andrew. And you know what? God will save you. He will save you. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That was a simple message this morning, but I want to tell you, it was a vital message. I'll tell you what else it is. It's an effective message. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. God wants every soul and every person to know Christ as Savior and to be with him in heaven. He'll not save you because you're nice or you're good-looking. He'll not save you because of all the works you've done. He'll save you because God is good and he loves everyone. And so we're going to sing that last song, God is so good. And you can include this song for you. Make it your song. You trust him as you sing this song. And then let Andrew or myself or some of the leaders know this, and we will be absolutely thrilled. And I'll tell you what, the angels in heaven will be thrilled because they rejoice at one sinner that repents. Let's all stand and sing together, God is so good.
God is so good.
Again, we appreciate Andrew for all that you've been saying and teaching this past week. But the most important thing and the vital thing is that you would trust Christ as your Saviour. It's not as if you're getting all religious, getting into a straitjacket where you can't live and enjoy life. That's not what Christianity is about. Christianity is about enjoying God, enjoying Christ, getting into a fellowship, a relationship with him, walking with him, knowing him. Knowing that your future's secure, knowing that you're safe in his loving arms. In fact, it's a little taste of heaven here on earth. That's what it is. Let's bow together in prayer. Let's pray. Oh God, we pray that every soul that's here this morning and those listening online, perhaps, Lord, who don't know you, Lord, may they ever know that wonderful message, Jesus saves and makes men and women whole. We pray, Lord, for the boys and girls. Thank you for them. They're so good. And we pray for the mums and dads and those who are carers. We ask, Lord, that each and every one will just now, Lord, just this moment, trust you, take you at your word, apply your truth to their hearts, and know that new life that we've been speaking about. And may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and love of God our Heavenly Father, and the blessedness and the presence of the Spirit of God go with us this day. For we ask it in the Saviour's name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much.